Hello, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Friday. Before we wrap up our week on reading the Bible, let's kick things off with a piece of listener mail I got recently. Let's hear it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, and I'm 6 years old. I live in Largo, Florida, and I'm thankful for my mom and dad. What I'm hoping for is that I play with my friends at recess, and it's going to be fun.
We all hope so too, Daniel. And if anyone else would like to send something in for listener mail, what you're thankful for, what you're hoping for, any questions you have, or really anything, have your adult check the show notes for details. I can't wait to hear from you. Okay, I have a question for you. Have you ever stubbed your toe? I don't know why, but I feel like I've hit my pinky toe on everything there is to hit in my house. The corner of the couch, the corner of the wall, door frames, my daughter's bed frame. And that hurts, doesn't it? I must just be clumsy in that way because I've done it when it's the middle of the day. But the absolute worst is when it's the middle of the night, it's completely dark, and you're trying to find your way somewhere, like the bathroom. You can't see anything. You're trying to move slowly. You're trying to remember where everything is, and bam! Of course, what I should do is use a flashlight or get a nightlight. Anything that can cast even just the smallest amount of light so I can see where I'm going. Here in Grace Harbor, we have a lighthouse. What's interesting about a lighthouse is that it shines even if there's a bright moon in the sky. With a full moon, you can see quite a ways at night, especially on the water. But what you can't see are the dangers below the surface of the water, like rocks or reefs. The light from our lighthouse does more than just illuminate the water, but it's a bright guide showing boats where it's safe to go. In Psalm 119, it says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And in that way, the Bible is a lot like both a flashlight and the lighthouse. It can help us figure out where we are right now and what the next right step is. But it can also serve as a bright beacon in the distance, showing us where we should be headed. We need both kinds of light and guidance. It matters what we do today and tomorrow, but it also matters where we're going in the long run. That's part of why we take time at the end of each week to reflect together. It helps us to think about both right now and the bigger picture. We usually do this on Friday evenings, but because we only have one episode today, I'll lead you through the questions in a moment. If you have time to think through them this morning, that's great. But if you're rushing to get out the door or you're almost to school, no worries. You can pause the podcast for now and come back to it tonight when you have more time to really think and talk together. I'll be right here when you get back. Okay. All ready for our reflection questions? Great. We started the week by remembering Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and talking about how he allowed the Bible to shape who he was and what he stood for. The Bible is our foundation, and God wants us to keep coming back to it over and over again, to learn more, to listen more, to think deeper, and to let God's words of love shape us too. Can you think of anything you did this week that was inspired by something you've learned from the Bible or in church or from this podcast? Maybe you were kind to your friend this week because of the time you spent thinking about the Bible verse that says God is love. Or maybe you shared a snack with your sibling because you remembered the story about Jesus feeding a large crowd. When you think of something, go ahead and share it with your family. We also spent some time this week talking about how the Bible can be confusing. We might read a story and not really get the point, and that's okay. But when we read the story again, maybe we understand it a little better the next time. And even better, when we read the Bible with friends or family or people from church, we can share our questions and our thoughts, and we can help each other out as we learn together. Were there any times this week when your discussions as a family helped you better understand something? We had our regular discussion questions during the episode, but there were also suggested Bible verses to read together at night. Maybe someone in your family explained a confusing part of a Bible story, or shared an idea that helped you see it in a new way. If you can think of someone who helped you this week, let them know and thank them now. Finally, we just talked today about the Bible being a light that can help us see where to go and what to do, both right now and as we look toward the future. So here's a two-part question. What kinds of things do you think God wants you to be doing right now, today? And what kinds of things do you hope to be doing in the future as you grow and change? If you're a kid, you can think about what kind of person you want to be when you grow up. And adults, you can think about whatever stage of life is next for you. For example, I know that right now, God wants me to be a great dad to my kids. Once they grow up and move out, being their dad is going to look different, but I will still always love them and want the best for them. Once you have an answer, share it with your family. With all of these dreams swirling around in our hearts, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for the Bible. We thank you for the stuff that encourages us and for the stuff that challenges us. No matter whether we're kids or adults, we always have more to learn. And as we read it both ourselves and with others, fill us up with the wisdom that will guide our steps both today and beyond. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you on Monday.